time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Talk about life changes. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and our guests today do just that in such a big way. I can't wait for you all to hear these two, to listen to their voices and the love that comes from them and the message that comes through them and what they are out there doing and how you too can benefit from them. Let me tell you a little bit about them, Stefan and Shaylee Shafeitel, also known to those of us who love them, Stefan Shay. They are master practitioners and trainers of NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnosis. They were both trained directly from Drs. Tad and Adriana James in the modalities and also shamanistic science of Hawaiian Huna. As a matter of fact, they are now trainers and master coaches with the Tad James Company. They are both members of the American Board of Neurolinguistic Programming, American Board of Hypnotherapy, and the Timeline Therapy Association. Now, Stefan Shay Shafeitel, they're always together, side by side, every day, having fun, positively impacting people's lives. But before they came together, they inspired, coached, and empowered individuals, each in their own respective fields. Stefan was a leading sales executive, trainer, and coach in the corporate arena. And with his charismatic style, which you shall hear in a little bit, he trained countless teams and individuals how to consistently exceed their goals at every company he worked for. He holds degrees in marketing and finance with additional focus on psychology and communication, and has always had a great passion for personal development. Now, Shaylee was an entrepreneur in the fields of marketing and business development. She has always been passionate about health and fitness, having run a marathon and multiple half marathons, triathlons, and coached many other people to achieve amazing results. As trainers and master coaches, they are passionate about living a happy, healthy lifestyle, mind and body, as well as learning, sharing, and growing every day from each other, their mentors, and everyone they work with. Now, I've learned and grown from them, and I look forward to sharing what I've learned and you hearing it directly from them right after this. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be back with Stefan and Shay.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Yeah, and that's me. And today our guests are Steph and Shay Shafidel, who are trainers and master coaches in so many wonderful things. And what to say, what to say. You know, I thought about the monologue and something that was so pertinent. And this week I was asked to be interviewed for a new book coming out that unfortunately I can't say too much about. But the main question during the interview, it was about a 2-hour interview, was self-love. And how do you get it? And how do you know you've gotten it? Or how do you know you're close? And how do you feel after you've gotten it? How do you relate with people after you have it? And I couldn't help but think of this course that I took with Steph and Shay, and how that really helped me answer the questions that were being asked of me in this interview that I was having for this book coming out soon. So more about that later, but let me now go back about a month and a half ago, actually, to the beginning of my process with this course, and then I'll tie it in real quickly. But I had no idea what I was getting into when I agreed to take this course. And I was excited about it. Now, I had done I had taken NLP courses before. I had taken hypnosis or hypnotherapy courses before. I never knew anything about timeline therapy except what our producer Mark had shared with me, who had actually studied from Steph and Shay as well. And so I thought, and I was talking to friends and colleagues about it, and they're like, yeah, NLP, that's the thing with the eyes. You look at somebody's eyes, or that's the thing with, you listen to somebody's words or watch their body language, and hypnotherapy. And I've been hypnotized before, and I've had hypnotherapy and all that. But the ins and outs, I had no idea. Now, before taking this course, as soon as I agreed, the next thing I know is I get in the mail 3 books, a huge manual, I don't know, a couple hundred pages or something like that, a 20-hour thing, a coursework to listen to, an exam, all of that, all to be done before taking the course, and then to sit like from 9 to almost 9 at night for 7 days with these two to learn the in-depthness of this work was just a mind-blowing experience, and one of the best courses I've taken on, certainly on these subjects, but on so many subjects. So all that to say, I was going into it saying, well, I know some of this, and I'm looking forward to a refresher and more understanding. And also, I have done so much work on myself from all this stuff, inner child work and all this therapy and energy work and all this stuff, and studied and read and listened to and blah, 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 that I was expecting this to be good, but I just did not expect to have even more breakthroughs. And that's what kind of brings me to that interview, in the sense that what the breakthroughs were about for me were all of the unconscious stuff that I didn't know was still there. I mean, consciously, I had worked on so much, I was in a really good place. And unconsciously, I was still having stuff, so much so that I broke down in tears a couple times during the class, which surprised me because I haven't done that in a long time, thinking I had cleared so much of this stuff, if in not kind of in my mind, kind of all of it, but obviously not. So when I was answering the question of self-love in this interview, one of the things that came out of my mouth is, you can't really, truly, honestly, fully give love unconditionally unless you have it for yourself to give. And it so that hearkened me back to the class where I was giving so much, and a lot of people have received so much from me, and I consciously have done a lot of good work. But now, having cleared so much of the unconscious, so much more, I feel like it's even more expansive, and I have got more to give, and it's more inclusive. Gosh, I can go on and on, but Mark, does that kind of explain things? I know you've been through some of this. Did that help?
Well, yeah, of course it helps, but I'm not sure that you can really explain it in a conversation, right? You have to experience it, but you've done a good job at capturing certainly the basic essence of the experience of the evolving this inner healing that goes on. And, you know, having a similar background as you and knowing some things academically, and having done some things a long time ago, which would then be obviously with different knowledge and through different eyes and perceptions. When I went and studied the weekend, which was not as intense as your course, but it was certainly very intense where I was standing at that point in time, I came back a different person. And then I watched it continue to evolve. And, I believe in the mind and our entire body as a programmed vehicle, you know, as the hardware into the software that is the thought process. You know, you and I refer to this often, but then to really get into the methodology, the science of it, and then more importantly, the knowledge of how to communicate energetically with your higher self, with that subconscious mind and, you know, kind of unravel the mystery a little bit and really kind of take it to that matter of fact place.
Yeah.
I've used, you know, a number of terms to try to explain these two or try to capture their essence, like dynamic duo or the Wonder Twins, but none of them really truly, I think, embody who Steph and Shay are, their commitment, their level of knowledge and their commitment to learning more. And then more importantly, the energy that they put into each and every individual that they touch.
Exactly. And people are going to get to experience them in a moment. But before we do, actually, our audience is already familiar with them because we did do a show with them actually soon after you got back, if not immediately after you got back of working with them, saying, we got to have these people on the show. And it's funny, we've been wanting them back. They've just been that busy. And so now that I've come back from being with them, I said, what did I say? We've got to have these people on the show. And like you said, it's intensive. But thankfully, they're great to look at. They're great to listen to. They're fun and they're funny and they care and they're knowledgeable. And so, I can't say enough. But I can say this. We've got Steph and Shay Shafeidel on the show. They're trainers and master coaches and practitioners as well, and trainers of NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnosis. They were both, again, trained directly from Dr. Tad and Adriana James. In fact, they now work with the Tad James Company in the modalities and also the shamanistic science of Hawaiian Huna, who I hope we have time to talk about that. They're, again, both members of the American Board of Neurolinguistic Programming, American Board of Hypnotherapy, and the Timeline Therapy Association. And we have them on Life Changes with Filippo. Welcome, Steph and Shay.
Hello. Thank you.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
It is, from my perspective as well. It's so involved. You heard what I said. What is your take on what I said?
I think you're really well trained, Filippo.
Yeah. The language that you use, I mean, could have fooled me. Sounds like you've been NLP trained.
You know, actually, it's true. When I came back, I actually left Las Vegas after being with you and came home, changed luggage, and the next day flew to New York to perform a show. And the funny thing is that, you know, we talked about how I was going to use this on the radio and interviewing people and in workshops and one-on-one in life coaching. But I ended up using some of this unconsciously during the show, where I walked off the show going, wow, that was completely different.
As we promised and as we laid down the hopes that you would be able to take the information and a lot of it you'd have to focus on consciously. But by the time you're done with the 7-day intensive training, as you mentioned, and fun training as it is,
a lot of it is at the unconscious level.
Yeah. So you leave and all of a sudden start surprising yourself. As we told you would happen. You remember you said, how am I going to know if I know this stuff? And I said, there's going to be a point where all of a sudden something's just going to come out and you're going to realize that you really know it.
I like it. And I want to know more. And I'd love for our fans and audience members to know more. So we're going to talk more about all of this when we come back. This is Filippo having a great time already with Stephen Shea, trainers and master coaches with the Tad Janes Company. We'll be talking more with them right after this on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com. That's nlpcoaching.com. The first 10 callers to call now will get a free coaching session with Stephen Shea. Just mention you heard this ad on Life Changes with Filippo. Call 1-888-440-4823. That's 1-888-440-4823. Call now.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio.
You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
And this is Filippo live with Stefan and Shay here on Life Changes with Filippo. And now, you heard the commercial earlier, and so if you want to learn more about them, go to www.nlpcoaching.com. Now, Stefan, Shay, a lot of people, whether they have the right information or the complete information or not, certainly I know I didn't have it complete, at least they know a little bit about hypnotherapy and a little bit about neuro-linguistic programming. A lot of people, certainly not everybody, but I know that most of the people I talk to, except in my circle of friends, don't know anything about timeline therapy. Could you elaborate on that, since that's the piece that I know you all are really big on, and I now know why.
Yeah, it's huge. Timeline therapy was created by Dr. Tad James, and it's amazing. Almost 30 years ago now.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Yeah, and so timeline therapy utilizes a person's own internal timeline, or like an internal time machine, to work with their unconscious mind to heal emotional traumas and let go of
negative emotions from your past.
Yep, things that also are limiting people. So can't have success or can't create the perfect relationship. Things like that.
Not good enough.
Yeah, feeling like you're not good enough, or as you mentioned earlier, not feeling like you love yourself.
Mm.
Or others loving you.
Yep. So we're really excited about timeline therapy, and it's I think there's a lot of things out there in terms of good seminars and good trainings and workshops that'll help people kind of feel good, you know, just for a little bit. And I think there's a lot of trainings and seminars out there where the presenters look really good. Our goal is to bring people into the training, and that, as you know, our policy was, and what we said is that you leave and you look good and you feel good with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being able to take it out to others around you in your community, your family, your friends, because that's the overall goal. I know when Dr. Tad James created timeline therapy was to create a ripple effect and just get it out to as many people in the world as possible. Because, I mean, really, we're in a fear-driven society these
days. Yeah, we're kind of in uncertain times right now, aren't we? I mean, it's if we look around, I mean, some people might not be aware of it, but there's a lot of things, whether it's the economy, you know, at least here in the stateside, there's been a lot of crunch that's happened since about 2008. And likewise, there's a lot of different things happening around the world. And so a lot of people live with fear and anxiety. Those are two of the biggest negative emotions that drive people's lives. And unfortunately, not necessarily in a good way.
Yeah.
So as you experienced, Filippo, we're in times of great improvement in terms of technology. And the way I look at it, Sigmund Freud said, you know, almost at the turn of the century, 100 years ago, that it would take 15 years to let go of anxiety. And then under the works of some of the behavioralists and behavioral psychologists like Andrew Salter and some others would probably argue to say maybe in the mid-1900s that maybe it would take 15 hours to create anxiety. And I think you experienced it yourself, Filippo, and now you know how to do it with your clients. There's now new technology like timeline therapy to help people let go of anxiety in 15 minutes or less.
You know, Steph, I've been traveling since I left you all. And so I haven't had time to see clients, but I've actually seen two and talked to one on the phone. And with the two, it was the first thing I wanted to try, because I just had so much success with it during the training, personally and with the people that we worked with as we worked on each other. And it's just amazing to me how here was somebody who hadn't been through the training, doesn't know anything about timeline therapy, and to go through the process, and it took maybe 15 minutes or something like that, and to see them let go of stuff like that, that it was so hurtful and so hard, it's like a miracle.
Yeah, it's powerful. It's really powerful.
It is. And people, we had a question. We're, we've been on the road ourselves, and we had the great opportunity to be keynote speakers at a huge event in Indianapolis, big right. conference. It had over 500 individuals. All
women's leadership.
Yeah, women's leadership conference. Really powerful. Anyway, traveling and I tell you what, it's amazing. Same story that I was telling these individuals there. Shay and I were letting them know, because a question had popped up and they said, how is that possible? How do we go from it taking 15 years to let go of anxiety to now there's technologies that go 15 minutes? And I say, well, now come on. Think about how long it took to go from switchboard operator to next thing you know, we've got the rounder dial phone, you know, mm-hmm. and the rotary dial phone, and then next thing you know, we've got bag cell phones. You had one of those, right, Mark? we all did, right?
Indeed, I did.
and then the cell phone that was also known as the brick, which was about a foot and a half long, and now we look at technology. And a new iPhone is coming out every 3 to 6 months.
And we've got, a computer in the size of our palm.
So, I mean, much like technology has advanced at an exponentially increasing and fast rate on the scientific side, well, as has happened in the mind sciences. And that's how it's possible for there to be a lot of background in research. I mean, obviously, hypnotherapy has been around for a long time. You go back all the way to the works of Franz Anton Mesmer in the mid-1700s and far even beyond that to whenever it's written on the clay tablets in ancient Sumer and Babylon.
It's the sleep temples.
In the sleep temples. And it's really about technology has taken it all the way to now. And we need a more conscious processes to be able to let people let go of this stuff in the past. And timeline therapy does that, and that's how it's able to be done so quickly, just because technology has evolved. And thanks to the works of Dr. Tad James, he put a lot of research and works into it, being a doctorate in clinical hypnotherapy, it's really, I would say, the new evolution of NLP is timeline therapy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And in his works, he also found that 80% of people will let go of negative emotions in just 5 to 10 minutes. And the next 18% will let go of negative emotions in 10 to 15 minutes. So 98% of people will let go of negative emotions in 10 to 15 minutes.
Basically in 15 minutes or less.
Yeah.
As you experienced that, Filippo.
I experienced the release of anger in front of the whole class. Thank you very much. Because I was the guinea pig for that. Or not guinea pig, but
You're the demo participant.
The demo participant. That's a better word. It's interesting that you all wrote down the lessons that were coming up, which were surprising me, and they were great lessons. But what was a bonus from having worked with one client in particular on releasing his anger, when he was giving me the lessons that he was doing, I'm like, oh, this is good. This is good stuff. And I wrote them all down for him, and then I handed him the paper. But I noticed the next day when something came up that would in the past have normally made me angry, I didn't refer back to my words. I actually liked some of his, and I was saying some of them to myself unconsciously, and then I'm like, wait a minute, that was his. And now I thought to myself, I can't wait to work on other people to see what else I get.
Hey, it's amazing.
Yeah, remember we said, the basis of perception is projection, is that
everything that you see outside of you is just a reflection of you, right? And so based on the works of Dr. Carl Jung, And that's out there for some people, but keep that in mind that when you're coaching other people, you're coaching them.
Yeah.
And yourself. And so, So the cool thing about it, whenever you're doing timeline therapy or NLP or NLP coaching with individuals, is of course, as a practitioner, you're coaching others and you're helping others and you're coaching yourself at the same time.
Kind of like this show right now. I'm talking to you all, but I'm really talking to myself. So
right.
I'm going to be doing more talking to myself after this, but it's going to be, my voice is going to sound like Stefan and Shay, and it's going to sound really intelligent too. So stay tuned for more. I'm not putting myself down, not that I don't sound intelligent, but it's okay. So it's even tripled, quadrupled. Stay tuned for more right after this. This is Filippo on Life Changes. Filippo, we'll be right back.
Today, experience The Quick Fix, a simple process for positive change. Written by Bradley Quick, author, producer, motivational speaker, and host of the award-winning radio talk show, The Quick Fix with Bradley Quick on CoolChangeRadio.com. Bradley's passion for life is evident in his book, written so you can experience health, find your purpose, and have more effective relationships. Beating insurmountable odds, overcoming death and being paralyzed, Bradley fought his way back so he could help you conquer your struggles. Experience increased health, vitality, passion, and purpose in your life right now with The Quick Fix, and read about Bradley's courage, ambition, and determination to live. Whether the issue is your thoughts, your physical body, or you just want to feel better and be happy, The Quick Fix, a simple process for positive change, will change your life. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, take positive action now and receive a free guided meditation CD with your order. That's a $20 value free with your order today. Go to BradleyQuick.com. That's BradleyQuick.com. Take control and begin feeling better now. Get the book and free CD now at BradleyQuick.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. And now a public service announcement from E! News anchor Juliana Rancic for the National Italian American Foundation.
We're fighters. You know, Italians are fighters, and we have passion, and we take great pride in our work. I truly believe that if I weren't Italian and I didn't have my parents, who are the ultimate Italians, as role models, I really don't believe I would ever have reached my goal. I'm an Italian American and I am so proud of it.
The Italian American heritage. Live it, love it, celebrate it.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org, or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org, or telephone 323-592-3181. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook, and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back, and this is Filippo on Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network, talking to Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel, otherwise known as Stefan Shay, who are trainers and master coaches with the Tad James Company. They are master practitioners and trainers of NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnosis, and they have both trained directly from Drs. Tad and Adriana James in the modalities, and also the shamanistic science of Hawaiian Huna. They are both members of the American Board of Neurolinguistic Programming, American Board of Hypnotherapy, and the Timeline Therapy Association. If you want to learn more about them or take one of their courses, go to www.nlpcoaching.com. And we've been talking to them about timeline therapy, which seems to be kind of taken over in a way, NLP, even though there's still room for that, but it's just so big and so important. And so we've dedicated a part of this show already to it. And, we're going to get to experience it a little later. Right? You two?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, and so we're not going to work on anything personal, and yet everything's personal if we're dealing with you know any of this. But we're actually going to put you know do something good for all of us and the world, right?
Yeah, if we want.
Yeah.
For those that are up for a fun little ride and something to have a little thumbprint and impact
to be able to change the future.
Yeah, I think. You know, what's really exciting, Shay and I were talking on the break, she had reminded me about, in terms of timeline therapy being one of the newest and biggest developments in the NLP world and what is, like, for instance, last year, I believe we brought timeline therapy along with NLP back to 27 different countries.
Yeah. Nice. Tad and Adriana James were really busy last
year.
Yeah,
they were really busy and we were part of it, as well, already, joining them on the team, about a year ago. And so they're working hard right now. They're in, Australia
doing a trainer's training. So yeah. They're training, coaches to become trainers. Yep. So they can go out and train other people like you experienced, Filippo.
Yes. So to the next level up. So for instance, people, if they want to develop and teach timeline therapy and NLP to their communities, their, you know, as a business or whatnot, training trainers. Because here's the thing, as you can imagine, we love training the best coaches and the best practitioners to transform individuals out there. And let's be real, you know, the more trainers that we can train in the modalities like timeline therapy, the bigger ripple effect around the planet. And to be able to bring it back to 27 countries last year, it felt really good, you know?
Absolutely. Not to mention in, I think it was 2010, in the UK, Prince Charles deemed timeline therapy, NLP, and Huna,
along with some other modalities to be the predominant and primary modalities to be used in coaching and therapy with
post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
With veterans. It's actually online. It's called the Warrior Program. Really big. Hopefully something can start to evolve here in the United States that way for veterans, because as you saw, Filippo, timeline therapy can be used with trauma. So it's powerful. So there's a lot of individuals with post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's big that it's in both the United Kingdom and Croatia, timeline therapy and NLP primary modalities for helping people let go of negative emotions.
Yep, because the great thing about timeline therapy is that it's a content-free process. So you don't have to get into the details of an event from your past and as you experience, Filippo and Mark as well, you don't even have to really know what was going on. You could just maybe feel like you have a sense of what's going on in that situation, just so that you can get the learnings and the positive resources from why that occurred, so that you let go of the negative emotions and then you have a more compelling future.
Yeah. What was the purpose right in line with the works of Viktor Frankl and Man's Search for Meaning? Great book, really good book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Helping meaning from all events in the past, the good and the bad, for developing purpose for a stronger future. So you experience the process. So we're, you know, obviously it's easy for us to go on and on about it. And it's why we're passionate about training as many, not just coaches in it, but trainers of the process. So we can get it more around the world.
You know, I have to say, one of the things that really touched me about the two of you and the way you're teaching this, people that know me from the radio know that I can be a class clown, or I can, you know, be a devil's advocate, so to speak, and all that. And so at one point I raised my hand and said, in regard to NLP, and I said, can't you use this to see if somebody's lying? And Steph, I really loved your answer. You said, we don't teach that. And I'm like, but why? And I think it was Shay who said, well, if you're focused on that, then what are you going to get? You know, you say it how you said it. I mean, it was just brilliant.
Yeah. And I mean, it comes down to this. There's an NLP has obviously been around since the 70s, and there's a lot of people in authority figures and this specifically politics and, yeah, and great speech writers and even some presidents that are obviously NLP trained. And so there's a lot of different, I would say, schools of thought of NLP, and no right or wrong, just different. There's some individuals that will call in and want to enroll in training with our institute. And if we find or think that they're wanting to use NLP in ways that are not ecological, meaning how it's going to impact them, their family,
the community,
the planet even, we say, you know, maybe this isn't the right school for you, and maybe potentially there's another school you should consider. And we believe in people utilizing these modalities, because as you saw and as you experienced and as you know, really powerful modalities, these, and to be able to create change in yourself, change in others. And so you can imagine how some individuals out there might use it. And it's the old school NLP thought process people still ask. And they say, isn't NLP about manipulation, power,
right?
And yeah, that's, you know, there's a lot of old school thoughts that created that.
Right. Which we believe in it. It's a do with process where it takes two to be involved.
Yeah,
and
we're
willing participants.
Yeah. See, Tad did a good job in reinventing NLP, we feel, and recreating NLP, being the second master trainer of NLP, and creating it to be more of a do with process. So it'd be just a profound amount of change into individuals. And it almost like an induction of information between two rather than power over. So yeah, it's a good point. And I think important to know that, hey, as all technologies change, so has even NLP. And I think it's really powerful. We really think in our school that the future in NLP is in coaching.
Yeah. In fact, Adriana James has had a great part in creating NLP coaching, and in as far as our institute is concerned, created the whole coaching program around it.
So we're not just training people how to in NLP and timeline therapy, likewise to be coaches. Because I was looking at a statistic recently. Coaching is still one of the, if not the, fastest growing industries in the United States.
Mm.
A lot of people that they're done with different types of careers, or they're finding a new purpose within themselves. I mean, I don't know about you, Filippo, but did you ever, I know we've had an experience like this. Some people have. Did you ever wake up one morning and feel all of a sudden this undesirable urge that you wanted to transform the planet?
Who, me? Absolutely. Every morning.
Well, so we're excited to be able to teach people, and it doesn't matter if they've got coaching experience or not. We've had individuals that haven't had one lick of experience helping other people come to our trainings and leave, and they're coaching people the next week, or mentoring people, or counseling, or doing therapies. So we're really excited about that. And not to mention, continuing to bring more trainers to the world too of these processes.
You know, I'm so glad this came up because so many people, when I've shared this, especially with the NLP, also say, well, that seems kind of sneaky and that seems kind of manipulative. And I've shared some of what I've since learned. And one of the things is that if we all knew it, wow, we would all communicate so much better with each other and understand each other so much better. And then, and we couldn't be manipulated actually because we'd know what was being done.
So true.
Well said.
Yeah.
Okay. Well said. So
we agree.
I'm glad. So under normal circumstances, we would have to be done with our interview at this point. But since this is so great and you guys have this, thing that you want to do with us, that utilizes, timeline therapy to help us transform the world, I think let's quickly do that. We have about 3 minutes, and we're going to ignore the commercials because we are the rulers in our world and we can do that. So, how about you, head it off and let us know what we're doing and then guide us through it.
Perfect. Well, here's the thing. There's, as Drs. Tad and Adriana James, they articulate so well, and we're going to, really just, I would say, mirror the same language that they use. There's an ancient tradition in the world that says that there's a relationship between the consciousness of the people on the planet and the consciousness of the planet. Modern physics also agrees. We're part of this planet. The planet is essentially part of us. And the sum total of the individual consciousness makes up the planetary consciousness. That means that what's in your timeline and what's in the timeline of the individuals in the world can determine what's in the timeline of the world. That is to say that the sum total of all of our future timelines make up the timeline of the future of the world.
Mm.
Think of what that means. If we change our future timeline and if enough people do it, then we can actually change the future of the world.
Because
let's do it.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking. Because as we've noticed, you know, there's kind of a lot of things that might not be in a positive direction. Most people are paralyzed and frozen,
confused,
and they're
confused, afraid.
Yeah. They're waiting for something to be done by someone else.
Right. So there are things that, you know, really we can all do externally. So we need to take action, and we must change the world timeline as quickly as possible by changing our future timelines so we can all have a say in what's out there in the future.
So the process is simple. How we can change the world timeline, and also I think, Filippo, you're going to be posting this online and
definitely
on your Facebook,
so that others can go back and do this as many times as they want.
So if we imagined it was 10 years from today in the year 2022. It is, and we would say, and we, you and us and all of the listeners, we've lived a healthy, comfortable, and prosperous life. In the last 10 years, we have eaten good, wholesome, healthy foods. Just imagine it. Pretend like we're there.
And our health is very good.
The environment's getting cleaned up in a way that is good for all living things.
We've worked in environments which ensure success and good and positive results for ourselves and for the communities we live in.
Our lives are transformed in the most positive and happy way.
Our freedoms have reached new levels, and for the first time in history, we connected with our true self-worth as human beings.
Although there was a short time where it looked as though the world went through a period of massive chaotic stress, people's consciousness woke up and became aware of what we needed to do to change the situation. More and more people have awakened to the reality of facts and human creativity, and freedom has succeeded.
Wars are over, and we now respect and appreciate each other with true human love and compassion. There is room for all of us to express our creativity with dignity and in liberty. We have now the freedom to live where in the world we prefer and allow our spirit to fly high. We are now aware and conscious of all human suffering and found true solutions to solve the real and hidden problems that plague humanity.
In the last 10 years, there have been no wars in the country where we lived, and we are on the way to true and real world peace. Prosperity abounds, abundance abounds. New technologies have been revealed that freed us from fossil or nuclear energy dependence, and they are now available or will be within a year or so.
Now all people, not just white or black, not Asian or European, not young or old, all people, not women or men, not Arctic or African, but all people are free.
Free
to pursue their goals, their lives, dreams. Free as never before.
What a great 10 years it has been. Now what we need to do is imagine that your future timeline stretches out from you like a road going away from you toward the future, and floating or flying above that road, and let your unconscious mind
take you out to the 10 years from now.
just to 2022 and trust it and put the picture that you were just holding in your imagination and take that and put it out into the future.
Just go ahead and take that picture out into the future, out into your future.
Just put it right there and do it every day as long as the world is not the way you want it, and do it again.
And do it again as much as you
want. And do it again. And do it again.
And again.
Until you're achieving everything you want and the world is shifting and changing around you. That's it, Filippo.
That felt good. It feels good. It is good. And this whole thing has been great. Thank you for who you are, what you both do, what you've done for me, and now for the world, and continue to do for the world. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
This has been such a pleasure. And we're going to go straight to our producer's wrap with Mark Lejeune. And Mark, I have to say, thank you for bringing Steph and Shay into my life and into Life Changes.
Well, it's my pleasure, because I'm out here on the edge of the mountain view, looking at my future as it was yesterday. So I'm enjoying myself at the moment.
The past 10 years have been great, haven't they?
They've been fantastic. And you know, here's the thing: this the simplicity of that. It's for someone that doesn't understand the science of it, you know, looking from the outside in, when you look at a computer, a program, and you evaluate a line of code that, you know, may be a bug or may run a certain process. You know, you need to evaluate and find that line of code and then change it. Well, it's the same way with our histories. And one thing they mentioned in looking past, or even the way they laid out the future, and guide us in laying out that future and manifesting that future. But in terms of looking the past, you break it down in such a way that when you identify that line of code, it's attached to a trigger. And mm-hmm. So there's things, and everybody goes through these moments, right, where you see something, you smell something, you hear a song on the radio, and immediately you have an energetic reaction that sometimes you're not even aware of. Where is that anger or frustration or sadness or some sort of related chemical, you know, state, resulting state that comes from that? And what's so cool about timeline therapy and the exercise, the simplicity and the not... you know, I have a conventional psychology background. The not having to go back and rehash is it allows you to look at that trigger point and it like flipping a switch. You can go take that negative trigger point and switch it off, in essence creating a positive variable and therefore a positive reaction, and eliminating it from the response mechanism. And so that event that is stored in your memory now doesn't have a negative response when you're going forward. It's part of your positive timeline, and so therefore it doesn't even exist in the way that it used to. And it's amazing when you actually get into it and experience it, and because when you really pay attention to what you're going through and wait for that response, right, you'll go into a situation and you'll have a moment, that one aha moment, where you look, you know, you kind of look back at yourself. You know, kind of like you were saying, you know, you like to talk to yourself, but if you look back at yourself, though, you're expecting that reaction, and when it doesn't exist, suddenly at a conscious and subconscious level, the awe at the simplicity and yet the depth of healing that happens within that simple moment is really magnificent. So just like to take it to a simple solution base, just like technologies, as Steph and Shay were saying, technologies have improved, right? We've gone through all of this dynamic technological revolution, which everybody understands from an outside in perspective. That's what's happening inside and out. We're just mm-hmm. finally understanding better how our own programming works, and therefore coming back with new technologies and solutions, or accepting and understanding the technologies and solutions that have been around for a while, but not yet necessarily available to the planet. And so what a cool time to live in, to be able to employ these.
Oh, yeah. And it's good. It's so good to know them. And like you were saying, you know, this exercise reminded me of how, like, you'll hear somebody say, within a day, say something like, I knew it, this was going to happen. I knew something bad was going to happen. When I woke up this morning, I said, something bad is going to happen today. And I was expecting it and I knew it. And look what happened. And so it's like, well, how could it not have happened if that's what you were expecting and you put it in your timeline? That's exactly. And so what they're saying is, let's put this in our timeline. Let's say 10 years from now, I knew it. I was expecting these 10 years to have been great, and they were. I just knew it.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant to be able to accept that as reality, which makes it that much more impactful and acceptable. Because this is part of the fun of being friends and yet partners in our commitment to making the world a better place, with Steph and Shay, and how you and I and Dorothy and, you know, the Life Changes team interacts the same way that we interact with Steph and Shay. And it's why it's so exciting for me to watch you evolve, as I knew this was going to happen when I first brought them onto the show, because they were so impactful in my life. But yet, as we go, even the moments of this journey, you know, when you have those days and you have those moments and you get stuck in the third, you know, kind of the third dimension or the real world, whatever you want to call it, of having those human moments and to have friends like them that have this knowledge base to be able to accept you in those moments, reflect it back, show you where you're at, and then help you to learn through it so you can expand further and yet get to this place to where you can understand something like the exercise we just went through and how real it is and how it is the way that we live on a day-to-day basis, yet we haven't owned, you know, the power of that, whether it be negative or positive, that we're putting out there as we co-create our futures.
And co-creating we are, and it feels so good to be on this side of it. Actually, Steph and Shay talk about the cause and effect equation, and they'll say so many people, in fact, the majority of the people are on the effect side, where instead of them causing something to happen or feeling like they're causing good things to happen or whatever, they're on the effects, like everything's dumped on them and everything is happening to them. And why does this always happen to them? You hear that. Well, they're on that side of the equation. And, you know, it's as simple as saying, well, let me get on the cause side and let me go out and make what I want to have happen instead of being on the effect side. And they could guide us through that a little more at some point, but at least we know that there's that equation and we can choose which side we're going to be on.
Well, you know, and that's the most empowering place to be. Everybody, you know, has their story, and some are more extreme than others, but they're all relative to the journey that you're on, right? And certainly, you know, I've had my my share of ups and downs, and my story is, I think, a little bit more unusual than some, to the extent of my extremes. And so I've played victim, and I've played success, and I've understood this contrast. And you know, that I think has allowed me to really embrace this and to see the beauty of it, because you can really kind of look back now and at each moment of your day and start pinpointing your own thoughts. And it's interesting, because then you got to go through your own thoughts and how they create that reality from a moment by moment basis. But then you get to a place where you have to not only embrace, but then move past it. Because sometimes once you realize, if you're in a negative thought pattern, boy, then you can start saying, oh, then now I'm creating more negative, you know, in my life.
Right.
So you have to, you know, you have to embrace it and then impress upon yourself to be able to step right out of that and build new habits and get right back into the positive framework and then re-empower that thought process.
Yes, and I know that what we've talked about here with Steph and Shay and now with you, Mark, that people can help themselves more with what they've learned, and also the planet with doing that exercise and Steph and Shay did with us. And also they can go to the workshops, they can take the courses as well, like we have, and they can learn more about that at nlpcoaching.com. They can also learn there how they can be in touch with Steph and Shay and actually work with them, which is a treat. And if they're not available, I know that they know people that they've coached that they can refer people to. So nlpcoaching.com. What a show. This has been great. And I want to thank Steph and Shay again, for being on the show and for being the trainers and master coaches that they are in this beautiful work. And I want to thank Dorothy Donahue, our producer. Thank you, Mark. And, our engineer, Seth Hendricks. I'm Filippo Voltaggio on Life Changes with Filippo, reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.